Welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border, and my name is Nicholas, and this program is about crossing the border into the kingdom of our Heavenly Father, where a kingdom where He rules. Isn't that the kingdom where you want to be, where His law is supreme, where He rules in the lives and the hearts of men, women, and children? Well, that's His kingdom. That's where it is. This program is not about entertainment. Well, that's quite obvious. It's not exciting. There's no flashbang. There's no, we're not appealing to emotion here to get people excited about one thing or another, to invoke them to fear or some type of anger response, as many other popular programs tend to just anger and fear and that type of excitement to whip the people up into an emotional frenzy continually. I find that boring, but I guess most people don't, because most people have need to be entertained. They need to feel something, perhaps because they're not really living. We talked a little bit about boring and the words of life. You know, it depends on what you're looking for. If you're just looking for entertainment, if you're just looking for a little bit of excitement, anything to make you feel like you're alive for the moment, like you're part of something bigger than yourself, well, perhaps you're not looking for the right thing. Because the words of life, the words we're reading today in the Proverbs, these are the words of life. These are words that you think deeply about. You ponder them with your mind. You implement them in your life. They're not words that are meant to entertain. There's a little entertainment in here. There's a lot of illustration. I mean, if you have a good mind, if you have a good imagination, but so many people need others to do their imaginings for them, their imagination for them, or their imaging. You know, that's why they'd rather wait for the movie to come out than read the book. And I find so many books that I've read have come out in movies, and always find the book was a little bit better than the than the imaging that somebody else did. Now, if you're interested in learning His ways and pondering the words of our Heavenly Father, if you're interested in wisdom, His knowledge, and His understanding, then the book of Proverbs is the book for you. And this program is the program for you, because we're going to, you know, dive deep into the scripture here, and we're going to look at every aspect of what the word has to say. We're not going to come at it with an agenda. We just want the truth. We want to walk in His ways. And if this is truly the word of our Heavenly Father, well, that's what we want to know. If we're interested in walking and living in His kingdom and living a life that is pleasing to Him, because that's what His kingdom is all about. He's looking for volunteers that want to do what pleases Him, volunteers that say, yes, those commandments are good for me. When Jesus said, love God and love your neighbors yourself, that's good. That's what I want to do. How do I do that? And if you want to know how to do that, well, then we read His word and we find out what pleases Him. We find out how He wants us to love our neighbor as ourself. So many in the world and in the corporate church, they hear that saying, love God and love your neighbors yourself. And then they think, and they also hear that the law was nailed to the cross. Those commandments were for the Jews way back then, and we're free from all that. So they think that they can love their neighbor the way they think they should love their neighbor, rather than looking into His law and His word as to how to properly love their neighbor. And when you do it His way, when you look into His word and you discover how to love your neighbors yourself according to His law and His commandments, then you are loving Him because you are doing what pleases Him. And that's how we show that we love Him, that we keep His commandments. I mean, Jesus, Yahshua, could not have said it any plainer than that when He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father who is in heaven. So we look to His law, to His word, to find out what His commandments are so that we can enter in, because we want to be one of those few, one of the remnant. We don't want to choose the easy believism route that leads to destruction, that leads to a great deception, because that's what it is. And I believe the scripture calls it an apostasy, and a great apostasy is what it is, because that's what mainly the corporate church represents today, is a great apostasy. Now, I would never say that everyone who attends the corporate church is in apostasy, because I believe that there are good people that there are in there because that's the only place they have to go for fellowship, or that's what they learned. And, you know, I ended up in the corporate church myself, reading the Bible and looking for other people that were interested in the same things. So I think you can always find a remnant in the corporate church. And what I would do, if you're in a corporate church, look for the ones that are doing the home Bible studies. You know, the ones that really love His Word. The ones that go the extra mile. They don't just show up on Sunday and then you never see them again. But they really try to live His Word. Those are the ones you're looking for. The ones you want to fellowship. The ones you want to be part of your life and to be your friends, so that you can build each other up in His kingdom and truly cross the border by putting His word into practice in your life. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 16. He that keepeth the commandment keepeth his own soul, but he that despiseth his ways shall die. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto Yahuwah, and he and that which he hath given will he pay him again. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. You know, there are words, yes, there are words of wisdom. While there is hope, while he can be molded and shaped and guided, chasten your son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. A man of great wrath shall suffer punishment, for if thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of Yahuwah, that shall stand. The desire of a man, his kindness, the desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of Yahuwah tendeth to life, and he that hath it abides satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. A slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom, and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Okay, verse 25. Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware. And reprove one that has understanding, and he will understand knowledge. He that wasteth his father, and chaseth away his mother, is a son that causes shame, and bringeth reproach. Cease, my son, to hear instruction that causes to err from the words of knowledge. So if you hear instruction that causes you to err from the word of knowledge, cease. So anyone says, don't pay attention to that. Oh, yes, the law has been nailed to the cross. Things like that. Cease to hear the instruction that causes to err from the words of knowledge. An ungodly witness scorneth judgment, and the mouth of the wicked devoureth iniquity. So that's the mouth of the wicked eat iniquity. That's, they feed upon it, in other words. Judgments are prepared for scorners, and stripes for the backs of fools. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 1. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whoso is deceived thereby is not wise. And who are those that are deceived thereby? Well, yes, those who must have it to live, those who go to it for comfort are deceived by it. Wine is a mocker. The fear of a king is as the roaring of a lion. Whoso provoketh him to anger sinneth against his own soul. It is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling. Yeah. Well, you go out there in the world, you try to cease from strife, they may call you a chicken and things like that. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. So there you go. The sluggard, well, any excuse to not work. That's basically the gist hereof. Thereof shall he beg in the harvest and have nothing. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. And a lot of people rely on the Word of God or the Holy Spirit to give them the words that they need if they get in a tough situation. But I'll tell you what, if there's nothing to draw on, I don't know what the Holy Spirit will do. And this goes to sloth, too, to people, or for whatever reason. It's just easier to not get into God's Word. It's easier to be entertained than to dive into the boring wisdom, say, of the book of Proverbs. But counsel in the heart of man is like deep water. Well, if there's no deep water, if there's no wisdom deep in your heart, if you don't have anything to draw on, you know, it says here, but a man of understanding will draw it out. What if there's nothing to draw out? You know, you got to have something in. You know, that's what's the saying today, garbage in, garbage out. Well, you get the word, you get the wisdom in, then you got something to draw out, something to draw on. And that's why it's so important to spend time reading the words of wisdom to get understanding. There's, you know, there's not much more important than that in spending your time rather than being continually entertained. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man, who can find? Yes, everyone is good in their own eyes, but who can find a faithful man? The just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. A king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth all evil with his eyes, scattereth away all evil with his eyes, the look. Who can say, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? Yes, who can say it? There's a doctrine, what is it? Sinless perfection. Who can say it? Well, I guess some people think they can say it, but, you know, you can never achieve a state of sinless perfection because, well, as the scripture says, pride goeth before the fall. So if you think you've reached it, well, look out. And the fact is that, you know, I thank my Heavenly Father for making me a good man, for teaching me his ways, teaching me to walk in his ways. Because the more I can live my life without transgression, the better off I am. But at the same time, I realize there's no way that I can erase my past sin. That stain is going to remain upon my mortal flesh until it's planted in the ground. And until then, I'll never be free of it. I can never say, you know, who can say, I've made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin. The heart is not something we can trust in. We can't trust in our own heart, that's for sure. We can't follow our own heart. It's better to follow his ways. You know, we follow our heart, and how many of us have fallen into trouble by following our heart? And in this society, you grow up in this world, it's easy to make that mistake because that's what you're taught from the time they teach it to you in the public fool system. They teach you romance. They teach it to you in the movies. They teach it to you in the song. You know, the songs of the world. What is their songs are all about romance and following your heart. And so you're programmed to fall into that error of following your heart. No, we don't follow our heart. As, you know, warm and fuzzy as that is, sounds, as acceptable as that is to the world, we realize that if we believe the word of our Heavenly Father, that the heart is deceitfully wicked. And yes, we're speaking of our own heart. That's what it is. No, we need to follow his law. We need to follow his commandments. We need to get it in us so that we can draw on it and use it as a guide for our life, as a lamp for our feet. No, you do not follow your heart. Those are wicked words from the world. Do not follow your heart. Follow him. Follow the leading of his Holy Spirit. follow his ways and his judgments. Get his word in you so that you can draw it out. Whoever seeketh wisdom, yes, seek wisdom, seek understanding, seek the knowledge of our Heavenly Father, and then you follow that. You want to fall into folly? You want to be punished? Then follow your heart. And many of us that have a few years behind us, well, we know the folly of following our heart as we were instructed by our teachers in the world and even the teachers in the church to follow our heart. That's folly. And we were punished for it. And hopefully, if we're wise, we've learned from it. And we've learned that, no, that's not something we do want to do. We don't want to follow our heart. We don't want to teach our children to follow their heart. But we want to teach them his commandments. We want to teach them to follow righteousness and that which is right in the sight of our Heavenly Father, to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and then let him lead so that we won't be punished. And what a blessing, you know, if I could have lived my life without the punishment due. Even though, you know, I was seeking after the Heavenly Father, I still fell into the errors of the things that I was taught in the world. I didn't have a father to sit down and teach me the ways of my Heavenly Father, to teach me his commandments, his law, and to teach me not to depart from them. I had to learn all of these things as an adult. I had to learn them on my own because they wouldn't teach them to me at the church. You know, in the corporate church, they wouldn't teach me his commandments because that was for them Jews, and we're free from that, and romance is good. You know, that's what they taught me, romance, the idolatry of romance. No, husbands, agape your wives. Yes, follow his word. Yes, you can bring her flowers. That's not romantic. That's agape, because you know it'll please her. You know, and wives, honor your husbands. You know, and it's notable that the scripture tells the husbands to love their wives, but it tells the wives to honor their husbands, because the wives need the love and the husbands need the honor. You know, we honor the Lord with everything that we have, and that's how we show that we love him, through honor. Someone tells you to follow your heart, bad advice. Follow his word, follow his commandments. That's good advice. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? The just man walketh in his integrity, and his children are blessed after him. A king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth all evil with his eyes. And a lot of people, you know, about the look. Perhaps you had a parent that gave you the look, you know, just a look of judgment that scattered all evil. Just the look of the eyes can straighten you out. Who can say, I have made my heart clean and I am pure from sin? Okay, that's where we left off. Diverse weights and diverse measures, both of them alike, are alike abomination to the Lord. Different weights and different measures. What does this mean? Different, diverse is different. Different weights and different measures. Well, how this would work is if you had your balance, you had different weights for when you were buying something and different weights when you were selling something. If you were buying something by the pound, well, if you were an evil man, you would want to get more than a pound. So your pound weight would be a little bit light, right? Would it be light? Maybe, or it would be a little bit heavy. That's right, because you want your pound that you're buying to be heavier than a pound. But when you resell it, your weight would be light. And that's what's meant here by diverse weights and diverse measures. Both of them alike are an abomination to the Lord. And, you know, you'll notice if you go around to the gas stations, they have a little seal from the state. They have a guy that comes around and inspects once in a while. That's his job. That's all he does. He goes out there and he inspects and he makes sure that gallon of gas is within a certain tolerance. And he'll go around and supposedly measure and certify that, you know, that gas, you know. And why do they do that? Well, because men are evil. Because if they didn't do it, men would have diverse measures. You know, when they're selling the gas, well, they want a gallon price for, say, 9.95 gallons of gas. You know, they just take a little bit. A diverse weight and measure. And, and we've discussed it, how that goes to the monetary system of the day. Participating in that, becoming a card-carrying member of that, I think is an evil thing, something you don't want to do, something I don't want to do anyway. And if you're a participant in that, and you're caught up in that, if you've got snared by that net, well, then you need to find a way to get unsnared and become free. Wise words of our good friend Paul the Apostle said, if you can find a way, if you find yourself, if you're a slave or if you're a servant and you can be made free, that you should use it that way to be free. Find a way out of it if you can. And that way you're free to serve our Heavenly Father and to serve Him fully in the capacity that He would have you serve rather than through the servitude of another man. But He said, slaves, well, if you're a slave, then serve your masters as unto Yahuwah. But if you can find a way to be free, to rather use it. There you go. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. The hearing of the ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. And I'm certain there are occasions when all of us can identify with that. We don't want to get up for whatever reason. But love not sleep. You know, see, because when you're sleeping, that's when you're not living. Yeah, and you find as most people, as they get older, they sleep less and less because the shortness of this life becomes more evident and living becomes more urgent. So you sleep less as you get older. At least hopefully that's the way. So love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. It is not, saith the buyer. But when he is gone his way, then he boasteth. Yes. Sounds like a wise buyer to me. Yeah, people always boasting of the good deal they got, but not while they're trying to procure it. Okay, well, there's the sign for our break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.